This article is entitled Winning Against the Dark Side. Remember the Star Wars movies? They were a huge success because people like to be reassured that light can overcome the darkness. And Luke Skywalker made it perfectly clear that you must conquer the dark inside of you before you can conquer the dark outside. The divisive energy that is now prevalent in our world is indeed dark. It constantly fights against the outer unity we long for. So how can we win against this dark force? I believe it will do us well to follow Luke's example and look inside to conquer our inner demons. These fears and selfish desires create holes in our inner light space. They not only destroy inner unity, but keep us from creating it outside of ourselves. I believe all of you would like to include your fellow humans as part of your light team. We not only let our inner demons block this unity, but we let their inner demons get in our way as well. I'll admit, it's difficult to deal with someone who has a smaller piece of unity than you, but it is also difficult not to feel threatened when someone has a bigger piece. So where does that leave us? When we don't want to include smaller pieces of unity and we don't want to include bigger spaces of unity, we need to do some inner house cleaning. As I said before, our inner fears and selfish desires create holes in our light space. These inner demons can keep us stuck in a small space of light for our whole life. We know it is not impossible to have a different lifestyle than we grew up with. Many of you have. However, if you were one of those who expanded beyond your family's light space, you might still have some judgment toward the folks with whom you had the initial struggle. Beware of this, because to hold on to a dark space of judgment while at the same time claiming a bigger light space means you have dirtied up your new light space. Some people claim to have no judgment or fears. In other words, they believe themselves to be all light. If that includes you, then let me congratulate you on your progress. But if you feel you are done expanding light, then that is in itself a dark space. Light has no end. Until there is world unity, we each and every one need to keep offering more light to win against the dark side. Terry, you're sitting in with me today. Do you have any questions or any comments?
I do have a question. I felt a big tinge when you said other people's small piece of unity may cause us to go into judgment. And I do that. And because I see that there's so many people, the amount of people with a small piece of unity seems overwhelming to me. And I know mentally that when I'm judging them, I'm being just as tiny unity as they are, but it's hard for me to get past that.
It's not easy. It's not easy. But what we're doing when we judge is to say that our bigger piece is more valuable than their small piece. Light in its many sizes and shapes, it's all valuable.
Wow, that puts it in a completely different perspective. They're not bad, it's just a different size.
Just a different size. And some people have a tiny, tiny piece of unity, but that piece of unity can't grow if we don't allow it to be loved, because love is what makes everything grow. Likewise, that is.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Do you have any examples from your life where unity was really loved? Did I put you on the spot?
Well, I had a little kerfuffle with some people. We were on a project and it wasn't going very well. And we were all, each and every one of us thought that the other three was the problem. And so it wasn't really moving. And when we owned that we were doing that, just simply owned it, suddenly in a space of about a half hour, all four of us happened upon each other in odd locations to say to each other, hey, I've been making this about you. I've been thinking you're wrong, and I want to own my piece in this. And so just without even planning to quote-unquote meet, we got a chance to see each other and create a clearer space.
And how did that expanded unity feel?
You know, before that point, I felt like I had a dark cloud over me. Even though I wasn't necessarily thinking about the event, I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the cloud was gone.
And if we look to see how many opportunities for expanding unity, whether we're the bigger piece, the smaller piece, or the same size, the joining of it, the loving whatever is offered, just imagine how that could change our world. Thank you, Terry.